This call is being recorded by the meeting organizer. By staying on the call, you are giving your consent to being recorded.
Good afternoon, AmeriCorps Program Directors. Thank you so much for joining us today. We want to, as always, these calls are meant to be able to give you any important updates and highlights from the training side here at Volunteer Florida, as well as from the National Service as a whole and with the Corporation of National Community Service. We will get started today with our Getting Things Done awardee for this month's call. Erica.
Yes. Good afternoon, everyone. I'm excited to share a little bit with you about this month's nominee. The focus this month is on leadership. This month's nominee is someone who has demonstrated excellent leadership and service to and for AmeriCorps. They have served 3 terms as an AmeriCorps member in Florida and Alaska. During their 3rd term, the program recognized the talent, leadership, and drive of this individual where they served as a team lead. After the completion of the last term of service, this individual was invited to join the staffing team of the host organization. The nominee quickly made their mark as the assistant statewide coordinator. Through their efforts, they built bridges between the host organization and local sites where members served across Florida. This individual brought their experience as a member to support sites in meeting their goals and ensuring that members have a successful term of service. The hands-on approach and increased communication led to an increase in performance and built a sense of community across the state. A little over a year after joining the organization, they were asked to assume the role as a statewide coordinator.
Ooh.
This created opportunities for them to further shine through a new rebranding of the program and implementation of an innovative system for program tracking of impact.
Ah.
Volunteer Florida recently honored this individual with a nomination as one of their newest leader guides, where they support other programs and directors in striving for excellence. We are now pleased to recognize Heather Grahams as our Getting Things Done Award winner.
Yay! Thank you.
Yay!
I'm glad I came back from annual leave today.
I know. I told you that was important information. Heather, would you like to share anything?
I'm very thankful and very grateful. And a Volunteer Florida, you guys make my job easy. So I just thoroughly enjoy it and love working with everybody. So thank you very much. I appreciate it.
No worries. We are looking for many more years of your leadership. Thank you so much. Thank you so much, Heather. Congratulations on your Getting Things Done Award for Leadership. This is Kat, and for those of you that might be new to AmeriCorps, this is our 2nd year of doing the Getting Things Done recognition. We typically do this in our bi-monthly training calls or in person, and what we do is move through the year and recognize those program program director that illustrates the Volunteer Florida values of service, leadership, collaboration, excellence, and innovation. So this month we were on leadership, and congratulations, Heather, with the Florida Department of Environmental Protection, Florida Parks, for your Getting Things Done award recognition. Heather, you will be getting a little something from Volunteer Florida in the mail in the near future. So congratulations.
Thank you.
And keeping along the tone of congratulations and thank yous, we really want to send a big thank you to all of our program directors and their finance staff and everyone that was able to attend the 2015 Southern Regional Training that was hosted in Orlando in April. We hope that it was an awesome event for you guys. It was a wonderful event and opportunity for us to be able to network and collaborate with all streams of service and national service under the umbrella of the corporation. A lot of times we don't get that chance and that opportunity to really see what the other programs out there are doing amongst the states that are in our region, as well as even the programs within our own state. A lot of times we don't get a chance to partner with Senior Corps and with VISTA and NCCC, so it was great getting a chance to have some of them there, and I hope that it was as beneficial to you guys. We were super happy to be the cluster so far. There are five clusters in the within the corporation's umbrella that they split up the regions, and of the five clusters, our cluster right now to date is the largest cluster that had the largest conference, and we had over 426 participants. So thank you for coming out and making it the best, and especially with Wendy Spencer and us being the home for Wendy, it made it a really good turnout to have so many of you there. So we really appreciate it and hope that you gained a lot of useful tools and resources. I look forward to reading all the feedback that you guys supplied by completing that survey. Thank you so much for completing that Survey Monkey on the experience that you had, and we hope it was great. We enjoyed it.
Thank you, Anitra. You guys, that was so much fun. We, many of the Volunteer Florida staff, we drove back that night and just had such a great experience with you all. Thank you again for providing your feedback. That survey is really important, so I hope that you did complete it. Some of my favorite parts were the service projects. I love serving together. Love supporting Florida Leader Corps, which we're going to hear about in a minute, and also just love all of our speakers and trainers. So thank you for being part of that. As you heard me say in our AmeriCorps Florida Program Directors meeting on site, we really want to acknowledge all of Anitra Thomas's efforts for putting on the Southern Region. I don't know, Anitra, if you were in the room at that time during the TV meeting, but what we've shared was how much effort you put into making that all happen. I told all the program directors to come give you a high five. So we really appreciate all of Anitra's work in making that happen for Florida's whole national service family and that of nine other states.
Thank you.
Yeah. And so
moving on. So Kat mentioned one of her favorite parts of our time together was the service project. We came together to support the children of Orlando. During that time, we had 164 participants that afternoon, and we packaged 200 snack packs and 2,000 hygiene kits. One of the critical players in making that service project happen was the Heart of Florida United Way, as well as City Year Orlando. So we thank you for your leadership and your volunteers in helping to make that happen. Comcast Carrots was also there that day, and we received accolades for the project. They were very excited to see so many shining faces doing good things as a part of their Comcast Cares national initiative. I wonder, are there any representatives on the call from Heart of Florida United Way or City of Orlando?
This is Heath from Heart of Florida United Way.
Hi.
Hey.
Heath, I wonder if you might share a little bit about how those snack packs and hygiene kits were received.
Yeah, it was really awesome because we have several schools in our area that that are desperately in need of these kind of snack packs and hygiene kits for the students and the families the families of those communities. So the schools were tremendously thankful because they can never have too many of those items for their families. So it was just, they were very excited and very thrilled to have it.
Great. Well, we all played a part in that, and I just want to thank each of you for helping to make a child's life better and brighter for that one day, but hopefully start a trend for a lifetime.
Thank you, Erica. Mm-hmm. And just to also, I wanted to give a big thank you to the Peacemakers. I'm not sure if there's a representative on the call for that today, but we want to thank you for kicking us off at the conference. It was a wonderful start. High energy, and we love seeing Linda up there really getting into it, so we appreciate you having you guys there.
Paula, you want to get some highlights on LeaderCorps?
Sure!
Oh, thank you for asking!
Leaders, please,
guys, I'm sure you've heard from your members. We had a wonderful 4 days together with your members, our inaugural class of LeaderCorps. We had 21 LeaderCorps members representing 15 programs across the state. They should have had an opportunity to kind of debrief with you all about the trainings they received. They had asset-based community development training. They had leadership training, civic reflection. And they also had a cultural awareness training and a BAFA BAFA exercise. Don't ask me about the exercise. As them, I couldn't figure it out, but they were masterful. So we've invested a lot of time and energy into that project. It seemed like the members really enjoyed it. So, again, thank you very much for allowing us the opportunity to spend some time with them. What's really exciting is they're getting ready to pull together their projects. The finance department, Kat and myself, and maybe some of the team members, if they have some time, are going to review their project briefs and their budget, and we will send you information about that. I said, if there's time, Erica. We're going to review all of your information that you submitted, let you know whether or not you're going to be awarded the mini-grant. You are required to assist your members in executing those projects over the next month. They have come up with a wealth of different projects, and I'm excited to see the outcome. We're going to share the information on project dates and what the actual projects are with the staff, with commissioners, with our partners. So they've been working really hard trying to make sure that they take care of the things that they're required to with their home programs, but also this extra piece with LeaderCorps. See some of them over the next few months. And again, if you guys have any questions, please shoot me an email. I'm happy to discuss. But I do want to let you all know one thing, and I'm sure I'll get a few calls. I shared with the members about the opportunity for the mini grant to assist with the projects. But you all know your programs are required to spend all of the funds that you all were allocated for your formula programs, and those of you all that are funded competitively. So if there's any money that you will have left over from your formula grant and you're not going to spend those funds, there is absolutely no way that I can justify giving you a mini grant. I can't give you more money on top of unspent money. So if there's funds left over, like I said, we're meeting with the finance team today after this call, and we're going to kind of discuss those things. So don't take it personally if I say no, but it's because you have unspent funds and you can use those dollars to help support your members in the execution of their projects. So just want you to know things are coming down the pipe. You all should hear something back from me either Friday or Monday. I'm very excited. We had our first call on Tuesday. It was a great call. You all have some really amazing members. So thank you for allowing me to share some time with them, and I can't wait to see what they come up with next. Any questions about LeaderCorps? Not everybody all at once.
No.
Thank you. And maybe you all are instilling that chant in your
core. Maybe your leader core members have instilled that chant with your core because Paula has instilled it with us. So we're all very excited to support leader core. A couple announcements I have for new grant opportunities. As you know, we have two primary AmeriCorps funding cycles each year. The Corporation for National and Community Service has many grant initiatives they've launched over the last couple years, and our role as a state commission is to either run our own RFP cycles within that federal timeline, or when there's not the opportunity to do so, our role is to support Florida applicants in applying as single state applicants directly to CNCF. So two of the most recent funding opportunities that may have come across your desk, the first is Justice AmeriCorps. That is due June 2nd. And this is really a partnership for lawyers and paralegals. It's pretty unique to serve as AmeriCorps members, and they are really addressing the needs of unaccompanied minors throughout an entire docket in a system. So currently we have one Justice AmeriCorps program at Catholic Legal Services in Miami. Yay, Justice AmeriCorps. But we are promoting that opportunity for others in the state. So if you or a partner organization that you may work with, a legal aid or others, are interested, again, that's due June 6th. The application information goes directly to CNCF, and I'm available if you have any questions or want to direct people to me. The second opportunity you may have seen is the Youth Opportunity Grant. I've worked with several of you in your program as you've been interested in pursuing. The Youth Opportunity Grant is due May 20th, so that's coming up very soon. And again, that is a partnership with OJJDP, the Office of Juvenile Justice and Delinquency Prevention. The Youth Opportunity Grant is really geared to engage disconnected youth as members, serving alongside with potentially a typical AmeriCorps member, and the beneficiary population is those disconnected youth. So this might be an opportunity for some of your organizations or your partner organizations, and you can direct any questions to me, and I will help you through it, and I do hope we have some applicants apply through Florida. It is likely that if you do apply through CNCS, the administration of that grant would come through the commission. So we look forward to supporting any of your applications in those areas. Any questions about either of those two funding opportunities? Okay. Well, as you know, our existing AmeriCorps grant, AmeriCorps formula, we're in the process of that review internally and externally. For those of you that will be engaged for further for funding, you will receive a clarification letter this Friday. Thank you so much for your work in submitting robust applications. And again, you should expect to hear from us from Friday for those of you that have been sought for continuation funding or recompete funding. And then just a couple reminders about the end of the year. You know, it can be the time of surveys. So thank you for those of you that have completed your AmeriCorps statewide evaluation survey. Your partners are getting those surveys right now. We're in the second week of your partners receiving survey links as reminders to participate. So we may be connecting with you if we don't hear from your partners. So please do make sure those three identified partners do complete that survey link. You will also be receiving a survey from me, your annual Members with Disabilities survey. That goes out to your members with the opportunity for them to report, self-report if they are a member with a disability and their accommodation needs, requests, and details. So that's an annual survey that's part of your contract package. And then finally, we likely will send out that annual survey June or July later in the year that captures some of the data that's not captured in your performance measures. So just kind of some notice on the world of surveys that happens at the end of the year. And then just two final reminders, everyone. Good job on your retention so far this year.
Yeah.
Many of you are doing really good on retention. As you might imagine, that's something the commission looks at as we review portfolios and review programs. For those of you that are maybe new, retention is really key because if you can't retain
If the members aren't retained, then likely you don't spend down your federal or match share or meet performance measures. So retention is critical, really critical building block. So good job, everybody. And as we near the end of the year, keep it up. Keep those members serving in your core. Do what it takes to get them on a member hour plan if needed, a corrective action plan. Provide them with that inspiration that they need to complete their service. Call your program manager if you need some support in that area. We want to finish the year strong with retention. And then the final update is take a look at where you are on your spend down of federal funds or engage your finance partners to do that. So, again, if you do need assistance or help or discussion with how to use some unspent funds, let's have those conversations now so we don't get to a place of unspent funds by the end of the year. And again, you can call me or your program manager or our finance team to get those plans together for unspent funds. So those are the couple updates I have for the end of the year. Any questions for me? Hey, Volunteer Florida team, anything else to add? No?
Thank you for all that you do.
Paula, do you want to add something?
Yeah, it was right there and I forgot it, and it was important. It was a kudos to somebody.
Kudos,
yes.
Well, we have a lot of kudos going around. And speaking of kudos, Paula, good segue. Your end of the year events, thank you for sending your invitations our way. We're really excited to attend those, either Chester, myself, or your program manager. So please keep sending them our way. We are on the road in the next few weeks visiting many of your end of year events. And we can't wait to celebrate your successes with you. All right, if there's not any other questions, we will say goodbye for this month's call.
Have a great afternoon, everyone.
Have a great day.
Bye.
Bye.